brand owners, welcome back to Seller Performance Solutions. I'm Chris McCabe. Leah is off, which is why I am interviewing wonderful people like Vincenzo Toscano of Ecomsi, who I recently saw in South Korea, right? Seller Kingdom was the last time I saw you.
Yeah, we had so much fun. Like, South Korea was very impressive from a cultural perspective, from an Amazon seller perspective. It really opened my eyes in terms of what is going on in the region. So we had a lot of insightful conversation. I'm sure you remember that as well. Like, sellers there are killing it.
So. Yeah, and Rafael was on the podcast, I think, last week or 2 weeks ago. Yeah. And he was talking about how we went to the DMZ between North Korea and South Korea.
That's crazy. Yeah. That was
You don't get that. You don't get that kind of thing every time you go to an Amazon conference.
Yeah, we're pretty much in the border of going to jail, right? We're scratching the surface.
Right. No, not fortunately, nothing crazy. But yeah, that was a good experience. And also, I learned a lot about how many Korean sellers are in New York City. Bopio and his group, they came to my meetup in New York, and you've got a meetup coming up or like a group event in London, right? So maybe you'll find out if there are Koreans in London. Why don't you say what the details are for that for anyone listening there?
Yes, of course. So essentially, we're doing a Christmas meetup in London. So this is a series of meetups we're going to start doing every single month in London. Like, I identified that in London, there's a huge void for really community for Amazon sellers. So that's essentially the goal with this meetup. And essentially, of course, you can find it in Meetup if you're looking for the e-commerce hub. But yeah, the goal is to allow a safe space for Amazon sellers and also brand owners to come to the singularity point where we can share ideas or struggles, learn from each other. And I guess, which is also part of the business, have some fun and have some networking. So yeah.
That's great. I'm looking forward to, I don't know if I can make it to your Christmas party. But
that's fine. Don't worry.
Early next year. Yeah. No, I'm sure I can make it there soon. All right. Let's kick this one off with talk about, there's so much flurry of posts and comments and commentary about Rufus. So what do you think? Because there are probably a lot of people out there who maybe know what it is, but don't have time to read every single post about it. Is there any way you can condense it or kind of crunch it down?
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to try to give you guys as many actionable steps that you can, straight after this episode, go implement, and you're going to be able to optimize effectively your listings so they can be recommended by Rufus when somebody is shopping on Amazon. So for those that don't know, Rufus essentially is implementation by Amazon as an AI, like a personal shopper. So you just ask Rufus whatever you're looking for. It could be some vitamins. It could be a home decor item, so be something for your kitchen. And then Rufus, based on the perception of what they understand or perceive from a listing, based on the copy, based on the images, they will proceed and recommend that product. Now, the key here is to reverse engineer how this AI works, because if you're able to reverse engineer how the AI works, essentially you can condition this AI to recommend your listing over the competition. And we have identified already certain trends that are working consistently here at Ecomsi in terms of how we can optimize our listing for both. So the first thing you're going to need is you need to open an account, which the first year is free, right? AWS, for those that don't know, is a set of tools that Amazon offered beyond what we know Amazon as a marketplace. They also offer server solutions. They also have some AI solutions outside the Amazon marketplace. And that's where they offer two things that are essentially the backbone where Rufus operates in terms of understanding what a listing is in terms of a product and the semantic meaning behind a listing. So one, the first one is Amazon Comprehend. So Amazon Comprehend is one of the tools within AWS, which allow you to essentially recognize what the actual text within a listing implies, from the sentiment, from the phrases, from the accuracy in terms of what is the meaning behind the actual keywords on the listing. And the second tool is very important for you guys to understand how to use, is Amazon Recognition. Amazon Recognition is the image processing technology they have developed, where any single image you give to Amazon, they're able to extract the text behind an image, understand the labels that are embedded within the image, the people, the lifestyle. Also, if there's certain kind of prohibited content on the image, so everything that Amazon essentially can extract from these images, create the backbone in terms of the definition of what the product is in the first place. These are going to be the tools you're going to use to optimize your listing, because they're going to allow you to understand how your images are reflected on Amazon eyes and how your text is reflecting Amazon eyes, so you can then optimize to make sure you reach that optimal point of really allowing Amazon to understand what your product is in the first place. Yeah.
Do you think the advent of Rufus makes it easier to understand the best ways to optimize? And maybe in the past it was unclear, or you just had to experiment and do an A/B test and figure it out from there. Is it a cleaner process now?
Yeah. So a lot of the things, if I'm honest with you, is a lot of trial and error because there's not a perfect science. And what I mean by that is a lot of the process to optimize a listing for Rufus is as simple as, for example, going to one of our competitors. Mm-hmm. And start interacting with Rufus, ask them questions about the product, and seeing based on the questions that we ask to Rufus, what are the pros that they essentially give us back as a result, right? Mm-hmm. If we ask them for a specific feature, for a specific result, for a specific kind of meaning behind what I'm looking to achieve by buying this product, by having a look at the results that Rufus give us, we reverse engineer those listings. And that's the starting point. It's essentially what you do for keyword research. You identify the top 10 competitors, you go to and do a reverse ASIN analysis. You take the top keywords. Now it's the same. You go to Rufus. You ask them questions about your specific product, your niche. You see what are the pros that Amazon and Rufus throw back at you. And those are going to be the pros you want to focus on. Because if Rufus is recommending those, they have done a very good job in terms of creating the semantic relationship between the keywords and the meaning and what you actually want your product to resemble. Right?
I'm wondering if there are common misconceptions about Rufus. Either because people misinterpret or misconstrue LinkedIn posts, or if they misconstrue any Amazon information about Rufus.
There is definitely, I think one of the first misconceptions is some of them complain that Rufus is not very accurate when it comes to results. Mm-hmm. And I feel every single time I have seen posts related to that, people complaining about Rufus not recommending the product they're looking for. Usually it's because they are very vague. Okay. And this connects heavily with what people sometimes experience with ChatGPT. You hear a lot of people saying, you know, ChatGPT is actually not that good. It's very generic here and there. But when you actually go deeper into how they're using ChatGPT, the prompts are very broad, very basic. They don't put a lot of thought behind what they're writing. Mm. The same is with Rufus. If you keep your phrase so broad, Amazon sometimes struggles to really give you something that connects to what your real a search, right? So that's one of the first misconceptions, the fact that Rufus is able to read your mind. No, you need to be detailed and so on.
Nobody can read your mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. And yes, once you identify the top products that Rufus recommend, then we'll put those into Amazon recognition. We reverse engineer their images. We try to identify Amazon recognition, what reads in terms of the lifestyle in the images, the keywords in the images, every single thing that is important from an image recognition. And then that would be our baseline and our brand guidelines to give to our designer and our photographer to make sure our images matches that kind of essential technicality from an image processing point of view, because we want our images to be recognized the same as our competition. That's the first thing. And the second one, to conclude with the copies the same. We'll take the copy of the listings that Rufus consistently recommend. Let's say you're selling vitamin C, and these vitamin C's are the ones that constantly get recommended by Rufus. We take the copy, we put in Amazon Comprehend, and we reverse engineer what are they doing in their copy in terms of sentiment and semantic meaning behind their phrases to make sure we can resemble the same in our copy. And then we'll go back and optimize our listings. Yeah.
Got it. All right. You so neatly encapsulated that. I don't need to ask any follow-up questions. You're the guy to go to with Rufus questions.
Yeah. I think it's something that you guys need to figure out. I feel if you don't, and I see a lot of people being resistive to this, you're going to have a struggle. I feel Amazon is definitely going to the direction of heavily implementation of AI across the board. And you need to reverse engineer how AI reads your listing and use that as the benchmark now to work on your brand than be stuck on the old time ways of doing things, which is heavily based on only keywords and not actually focusing on the semantics of things.
Right. Cool. Thank you. Are there misconceptions that are common and current on pay-per-click? You and I were talking a little bit before I started recording about that. As we gradually get through the rest of Q4 and head into the new year, what do you think people need to focus on or know about?
Yeah, so I would say with pay-per-click, of course, the cost is going up every single time. We see the CPC is becoming higher and higher. But at the same time, we see people finding ways to mitigate this, which is what we're doing when it comes. And I'm going to give you a couple of solutions that you can do to mitigate the cost per click. The first one, which has been our best friend when it comes to that, is a TikTok. We've been going very heavy on this. So the reason why it's been very effective is we are going and focusing on creating a lot of content that can go viral in terms of making funny videos and how-to videos. And then with these videos, what we have able to crack is the option to now bring an extra amount of traffic to our listing that can be way cheaper than fighting at the CPC level. And then we are able to create our own traffic at the branded level. So we see a lot of our branded search terms now increasing in search volume because we create this hype in TikTok. And a lot of people now go to Amazon and shop our brand. So that's the first solution to mitigate high cost per click. The second one that has also been a good thing that we're seeing across the board for brands that already are at that level is the implementation of DSP. DSP in the past, unfortunately, had a bad stigma because DSP before was like a black hole. You put money inside, you didn't know what was happening. Now with the implementation of Amazon Marketing Cloud, we can know in depth to the dime what is happening to your money and make sure that there's no overlap with your PPC. And now with DSP, we're able to tap into audiences and placements that usually are way cheaper because a lot of people haven't adapted DSP yet. Okay. And the good news is that DSP has been democratized much more now. Before, it required a huge investment upfront. Now the minimums are getting lower. And if you're working with people that really know what they're doing with DSP, you can have a good result without investing thousands and crazy money like you used to do before. So that's another thing we're doing as well.
I'm sure you do audits all the time. How many people do you come across who are just bad spend, bad strategy, and you can make a couple of tweaks and get them right back on track? Or is it like, It takes a lot of time. You have to deep dive all the mistakes.
Yeah.
Is it a race?
So, this is actually a good question because people ask me all the time, like, Vincenzo, why are you so optimistic? Don't you see everybody complaining and people struggling on Amazon? And the reason why I'm so optimistic is because when I do audits, it's crazy the amount of untapped potential so many brands have. Like the other day, last week, I was auditing a seven-figure brand where 60% pretty much of their spend on the PPC was coming from automatic campaign. They had an automatic campaign from 2015. They left that campaign running and they didn't do anything new on top of that. They were spending thousands and thousands of dollars, which when I went inside into the reports, a lot of wasted spend at the search term level, placement level. And what I'm trying to say is that they're still huge brands that the only reason why they are still in the game is because they had these legacy campaigns that they were called lucky. But a lot of people have no clue when it comes to PPC. So why this is important for you watching or hearing this is because that means if you really put a thought behind reverse engineering your PPC and you really start utilizing all the different placements and targeting that Amazon has released across the last couple of months and years, you can definitely tap into marks where these big players are. Because again, 7-8-figure brands sometimes a jump. And I can't believe sometimes what I see, like super basic structure. They have a very disorganized way of distributing budget. The only reason why it's still there is because sometimes nobody has had the courage to really go against them and do a good PPC strategy against them. So there's still a lot of gap in the market for sure. Yeah.
I'm just kind of curious, you know, as we get closer to the end of the year, what everyone's trends and predictions for 2025 are going to be for PPC. So maybe we can finish with that. Are there things that you've already thought about that you have to get ready to talk to people about for next year that you think they should start thinking about right now?
Yeah. So I would say from a market perspective, I definitely think next year is going to be a so much better year than this year. And the reason is simple. I already see a lot of categories where these voids that are starting to happen because a lot of people didn't survive this year or they are not having the cash flow to go into next year. So that's creating void in the market. Void in the market means less people doing certain bidding on certain keywords. So we might see a consolidation of cost per click next year, which means for people who really know what they're doing with PPC, next year is going to be an opportunity to take extra market share that you didn't manage to do this year because of the extra money that was coming to PPC just to survive and try to figure out how to bring the brand back to life. And the third thing, I would say where people has to really bring a lot of expertise in their team or start hiring is also start understanding how ads are going to evolve with AI, because AI for sure not only is going to be impacting SEO, we're already starting to see how this can be a huge influx of influence in terms of your PPC. So you really need to figure out your brand from an AI perspective, like how your brand is being perceived from an avatar perspective, from an understanding of how you are targeting certain niches within Amazon itself. Because if you don't really code granular now in terms of what you're looking to achieve with your targeting and with your SEO and your branding, AI can very easily take you from being a dominant player in the category to significantly penalize you, because now the semantic of what you're putting out there in Amazon eyes is not reflecting anymore what Amazon needs to recommend you. So that's going to be a huge thing for 2025, and you need to spend a lot of time on that.
All right, sweet. Yeah, so, and if people, let's just say for argument's sake, they're not going to see you in London in December. You're going to be a speaker at our meetup, but that's going to be a couple of months away. So, and we'll give more info about when that's going to be shortly, but how do people reach you in the meantime?
Yeah, so if you guys want to find me, you can look for Vincenzo Toscano. Very easy to find me every single social media channel, or ecomsy.com is our website. Feel free to book a call with us without any commitment. Like, more than happy to have a discussion and explore how we can partner with you to help you scale your brand on Amazon. Yeah.
Great. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. You know where to find Vincenzo. Thank you, Vincenzo, for coming on.
Thank you, Chris. Pleasure.
And we'll catch
Hopefully I see you soon.
Of course. Yeah, no, we'll catch up with you again soon. Thanks, everyone, for listening in.